Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
If you can't picture something, if you don't take words and meditate on it until those words paint a picture, then you can't retain it. And this is where a lot of Christians are missing it. They have pieces of information like, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. They have that information. They've heard those words. And if you were to ask them, are you a winner? Oh yeah, I'm a winner. But you know what? They haven't thought on it and meditated to the point that their imagination forms a picture of them being a winner. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. But there's a lot of people that have this piece of information and they'll say, oh, by his stripes I'm healed. But they've never seen themselves healed. And see, they just got information, but not understanding. Their understanding hasn't come alive. I've told a number of people this week that one of the problems is when you've been sick a long time, you see yourself sick. You think sick. You dream sick. You don't dream like normal people that go out and have a vacation and do something fun and find yourself running or something. You're sick in your dreams. You see yourself sick. You think sick. And the scripture says, Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you see yourself sick, you're going to be sick. It doesn't matter how many scriptures you know, how much information you have. You could have people lay hands on you until they rub all the hair off the top of your head, and you're going to be sick as long as you see yourself sick. But what you got to do is take the Word of God and meditate on it. Not just take the information and say, oh yeah, by his stripes I'm healed. I've heard that. Now I've got it. No, you need to take that and think until you see yourself healed. You know, there was a tape that I listened to, and a preacher was giving this story about a woman, a pastor's wife, who had real poor eyesight. She was nearly blind, legally blind, and her glasses were like Coke bottles. They were so thick, the bottom of a Coke bottle. And there was a healing evangelist coming to their church, and she knew that he was going to want to pray for her, but she didn't want him to pray for her because she had prayed before and had other people pray for her, and she had been disappointed. She didn't want to be disappointed again. So she tried to avoid this guy, but he eventually cornered her. And he says, I'm going to pray for you. And he made her take her glasses off. And he prayed for her, laid his hands on her and prayed for her. And then he says, now can you see? So she started to open her eyes. And when she started to open her eyes, he said, shut your eyes. And she shut her eyes real quick and thought, what's he doing? You know, he asked me if I could see. And so she had her eyes shut and he says, now, can you see? So she started to open her eyes again. And he said, shut your eyes. And she shut her eyes. And she was wondering, well, how am I going to tell if I can see if I don't open my eyes? And the third time he said, now, can you see? And she started to open her eyes. And he said, I didn't tell you to open your eyes. You've got to see yourself seeing on the inside before you see with your physical eyes. And finally, she understood that she had to see herself healed. She saw herself sick. She was praying and asking for healing, but she didn't see herself well. And so she kept her eyes closed and she prayed in tongues and just built herself up. And after a few minutes, she told him, she says, I've got it. I see myself seeing. And he said, now open your eyes. And she opened her eyes and she could see. You know what? We are very often too quick to just ask God for something and pray for something, but we don't see it. We haven't engaged our imagination and we're premature. I told one woman this week that came up to me on Thursday, and she had terminal cancer and it was given up and there's no hope and this is like her last chance. And she was not only sick in her body, she was sick in her mind. She was so depressed, so discouraged, so fearful by this. I told her, I said, you come up and let our prayer ministers pray with you during the week. But I said, I want to wait and pray with you on Saturday. And I didn't explain all this. I didn't have time. But what I was doing, she needed to get built up in faith. She needed to have some faith. She needed to see herself heal. And anyway, she came up today and I prayed with her. And man, she was a different woman from what she was on Thursday night. She's been receiving the word. She had already seen partial manifestation of her healing. She's doing much better. The pain had left. And you know what? Now she could see herself well. And so I agreed with her today. And I guarantee you, we got a lot better results praying that way than me just praying with her when she's so depressed and discouraged and fearful. You've got to see things on the inside before you see them on the outside. You have to conceive it. Your imagination is your spiritual womb. And when it comes to taking the limits off of God, you've got to take the things that God has spoken to you in the scriptures and meditate on it until you can see what God has said about you coming to pass. You know, I actually don't have the words to describe what I'm trying to explain to you. This is hard for me to explain because it's an intangible. But this is something I operate in. When the Lord told me about our building, you know, we moved from 14,600 square feet into a 110,000 square foot building. Huge leap of faith. And then we had to build that out and it was going to be a $3.2 million expense. And the Lord told me not to take out a loan, that my partners were the bank. At the rate we had been saving money, it could have taken me 100 years to pay for that. Plus, we had doubled our expenses on television and staff and things like that. So there was just no way in the natural this was going to work. And yet I committed myself. I said, if somebody comes and offers me all of the money I need this week, I'm not going to take it. God told me that my partners are our bank and they're going to supply our need. And you know what? Sure enough, somebody came and offered me $4 million loan that very week, a day or two after I made that decision, and I turned it down. And so here we were with this huge project in front of us. And you know what? I had to conceive it in my imagination. And again, I fail in words how to explain this. You know, here's my staff. And we were needing to say something, we were needing to do something, and I kind of just didn't do anything for a few weeks or a month or two. You know why? Because I was conceiving it. I didn't know how God wanted me to raise the money. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I knew God was going to do it. I knew He was going to use people. But I felt like if I would have written the letter and have just thrown that need out there and hadn't seen in my heart how God wanted me to say it, how He wanted me to present it, what He wanted me to do, it wouldn't have worked. I think this is what a lot of people do. They do things premature. They haven't conceived it. You know, when you conceive a child, you don't give birth the day that you conceive. It takes time for you to give birth and for that to come to term. And it's the same thing in the spiritual realm. You have to conceive something. It takes time to grow and develop. And I remember waiting for weeks or a month or two before God clearly spoke to me and told me what to say. We put out a letter and in 14 months we had that $3.2 million. We moved in debt free. It was all done. And during that period of time, you know what part of the process was? We had this huge warehouse that was empty and I designed the way it was going to be laid out. And then we had our builder go put duct tape on the floor where every wall, where every door was, wherever window was, everything. We had the whole thing laid out in duct tape on the floor. And I spent hundreds of hours, I don't know how much, but I would walk 4 and 5 hours at a time through that building praying. And I never would step over that duct tape. I'd always walk around and open the door. There was nothing there. Nothing there but duct tape. But I'd pray and I'd walk and I'd open that door and I'd walk in and I'd look at that room. I know some of you think I'm weird, but I think you're weird. I'm telling you, this is what I did. I would walk into a room. There was nothing but duct tape on the floor. And I'd look at that room and I'd imagine what it was going to be like. And I'd see people in it. We had a platform similar to this. And I actually put 5-gallon buckets on the floor and plywood across it where the stage was going to be. And I stood on that stage and I preached to people. I preached messages and I saw people being healed and delivered and set free. This is confirming some of y'all's suspicions about me. And I'm telling you, you know why I was doing that? Because I had to see that building completed on the inside before I would see it completed on the outside. And I did that and I began to start seeing things. And I just can't explain it to you, but I'm telling you, I got pregnant. I conceived something and other people were going and they'd look at that and here was a trench dug. That's all we had the money to do. And it looked like it was never going to be finished. But you know what? I could see it finished. I saw it. I saw myself preaching. I saw things happening. And when we actually moved into the facility and dedicated it, a lot of our students were just so excited. We came from this little tiny place where we had to have porta potties outside in the winter in Colorado because we didn't have any room. And we came from that into this place that I put in 60 toilets. Man, we got enough toilets. We've never had a woman have to stand in line there ever. Amen. We came from this situation into this abundance and into all of these things. And you know what? Some of our students were just jumping and shouting and all this is awesome. And everybody was so excited because now they saw what God had done. And I actually had some students come up and say, aren't you excited? Because I was just like this. You know what? I'm always like this. But anyway, this guy came up and I wasn't excited. And he says, aren't you excited? And I said, yeah, I'm excited. But you know what? I was excited when I was walking and praying and seeing these things. To me, that was exciting. And when we actually physically could see it with our eyes, that to me was like, well, I already knew this. I've already seen it. Let's go on to something else. You know what gets me excited is when everything is in the spiritual realm, in the unseen realm, and I can see it by faith. That's what cranks me up and gets my juices flowing. Once I see something, it's like, oh yeah, well, I'd already seen this. No big deal. You know, when we saw our son raised from the dead, I rejoiced on the way into town. And when I got there and saw that he was raised from the dead, I was just like this. Because I'd already done my rejoicing. I'd already seen it.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK151 titled You'll Do What You've Imagined when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net.